What I wanted to do is kind of go over some of the things that I see and what I think will matter. The first thing is, when a client comes in, you, if you are doing advertising or if you're with a big firm, you've already kind of established an attitude they're going to have. All right. If you've done advertising, they have an attitude that their case is worth $1 million, that you know, you're the toughest, meanest lawyer or whatever. If you're with a big firm, they think, okay, you know, you can do whatever. What I see as being an issue is when we come in, you don't have to take a case. That's the first thing, and I'm not sure if I can work this, but a lawyer is not a bus. I didn't take that. My wife, who's my partner, went to UT Law, and one of her professors explained that in one of the first classes. And I think it's brilliant, because just because a client comes in and just because they want you to represent them does not mean you have to. Even if they have the best case in the world, it may not be a good fit. Years ago, Reader's Digest came out with a checklist. I don't know, has anybody ever gotten a client ask them that? It's a great checklist, actually. Somebody brought it in, and I could tell they were having an issue trying to remember all the questions. So I finally said, look, if you've got a checklist, just get it out. So they got it out. You know, how many cases have you won? How many cases have you lost? Do you know this judge? Have you practiced here? Do you practice this area? You know, and, you know, have you ever lost a case? And I, yeah, a lot. Why do you think you're the best lawyer for me? My answer is I have no clue. You know, why shouldn't I hire, you know, Don Kidd or Henry or anybody? I'm like, you probably should. You know, the reason that's important is because I've seen a lot of lawyers, when they are meeting with clients, the first thing they do is tell them how great they are, right?